Tell us about the campaign and what the goal of the organization is.
Well, we had one architect in March of 2006. That was myself. Now we have 475 demanding a real investigation of Congress, an unimpeachable investigation with subpoena power. And we won't stop. We're driving toward 1,000, and we'll present that to Congress. And if we can't trust them, we'll present it wherever we can.
What type of reaction do you get typically when you make presentation to the public or to other professionals when you tell them that you are an architect?
Well, everybody who looks at this evidence, graphic evidence, for at least a half an hour, if I can present it uninterrupted, will end up agreeing with us that these are controlled demolitions and they sign our petition. We have an overwhelming success because the evidence itself is clear-cut. These are smoking guns, and everybody recognizes that who has an honest heart and an open mind.
What in your mind is the claim made by architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, which absolutely invalidates the official theory?
A building can't collapse at freefall acceleration and crush 80,000 tons of structural steel at the same time. Everybody understands this once it's explained to them. That's one of the smoking guns. The lateral ejection of these 4-ton perimeter wall units 600 feet away landing on top of the Winter Gardens is certainly another. The finding of tons of molten metal by the first responders is another, because normal jet fuel fires can't produce that. But thermite can, and we have the chemical evidence of thermite.
So does all this information indicate that this is indeed the case of an inside job?
Well, the chips that are found in the four samples that physicist Dr. Stephen Jones has put together, it is nanothermite, very, very, very small particles. The stuff's not made in a cave in Afghanistan. So what we're talking about is, yes, a smoking gun that points not to Al-Qaeda, but to elements somehow within our own government or private industry.
So how difficult has it been for you to step out in the public light?
Our country is at stake here. We may have already lost it. If something like this already happened and has been covered up for 7 years, then the media is obviously complicit, and we don't have a democracy anymore. I'm very concerned about that.
Are you optimistic that the truth will finally come out, and how close do you think we are?
There is a groundswell of response to the 9/11 truth. People no longer call us conspiracy theorists. They're more likely to say, oh, I've heard about that. I'd like to know more. So we may break critical mass this year if, in fact, we don't have yet another false flag attack prior to the elections.
Tell us about your trip. You came to New York and you're making presentations. Give us some details.
Yes, it's a very busy weekend. Actually, before I left on the 11th, I spoke at the Oakland Grand Lake Theater. We had an interview this morning, and the BBC came out here to We Are Change conference 2008, Now or Never, and filmed our 40-minute presentation. We're going to be speaking to Muslim imams in New Jersey because they want us to come out and speak to 5,000 of their members in 2 weeks. National Geographic wants to film us.
Thank you very much, Richard Gage.
Thank you.